And joining me in the KRVS studios now, Jennifer Ruta-Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies, here to talk about the Backyard Series, which takes place at Vermilionville, and their next presentation is tomorrow evening. It's called Pascal Storytelling, Les Contes de Pascal. And there's some people who may know immediately what we're referring to, and many people in our audience who don't. Why is it called Pascal Storytelling?
Well, this area has a very strong tradition of storytelling. And in the Mamou area in particular, there was a type of storytelling that kind of grew out of a particular family, and the patriarch of the family and the master storyteller, his name was Pascal. So that name kind of got associated with this type of storytelling.
Yeah. And didn't he even have like a little article in the paper, like a column in the paper where he would relay some of those stories? Is this the first time you've done a storytelling presentation?
It is. It's not the first time we've scheduled and attempted to hold it, but it's the first time that it's actually come into fruition.
So who's going to be involved? You mentioned Mamou, so yes. I'm sure there's going to be somebody.
Oh, yeah. We have Mitch Reed, most people know as a musician. He's also a fantastic storyteller. And his brother Craig will be joining him. And then also we'll have Barry Oncelet with them as well.
Right. So the Reed family is really known for its storytelling, among many others. I have to say, I've also had the pleasure of being in the same room with Mitch and Cecil, who is also from around Mamou.
Oh, that's
and when
right.
they get started talking about Mamou, just the stories in themselves are fabulous.
Yeah.
You know? And if you add to that the ability to tell the story, it's even more entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. Barry called me this morning and said, I see Mitch's brother's going to be there. I was like, yes, he's scheduled to be there. He's like, so they're going to gang up on me. And I was like, and I said, well, I'm sure you can handle it.
I'm sure you can take them on. Someone from Austin can surely take on two guys from Mamou.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow night.
So how are you going to set it up? You often have a presentation on a subject, or are you going to have Barry talk about the art of storytelling, or are they just going to tell stories? How's it going to be structured?
There will be a little explanation of Pascal's storytelling and how it kind of rose up out of the storytelling tradition and in that area, and then they'll just start telling their stories, see where they go.
Once they get started.
All the way to the moon on a bicycle. I've heard a story about that. That's why I say that.
Well, and that's, you know, we often talk about the importance of experiencing things before they're gone. And storytelling, while it's not completely lost, we don't have the same manner of telling stories that we used to. That being in a room, being on the porch, listening for quite a while to someone simply relate stories. And so to give ourselves that opportunity and maybe even to give it to our children, which of course is the mission of the Backyard Series.
Right.
What a nice thing to do tomorrow evening.
Well, and Mitch did mention that in our correspondence that he's, you know, it's just too bad that some of his family members who were really strong storytellers are no longer with us. So we're very excited about tomorrow night. We're very flattered that Mitch and his brother would take the time to come and visit with us and tell us their stories and share a little bit about not just, you know, this cultural phenomenon, but this family tradition of theirs.
Right. Very, very particular group of stories that originated in that area. And that's another fascinating thing, to not just experience the storytelling, but to experience a very particular flavor of a certain kind of storytelling and certain kind of story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that will be tomorrow evening. If you're just tuning in, this is the Backyard Series, sponsored by the Center for Louisiana Studies. It takes place at Vermilionville. It's in the Performance Center, I'm assuming, in the Performance
Absolutely.
Center.
Absolutely, we'll be in the Performance Center.
So lots of space, great opportunity to bring a class, encourage your students to go, bring the whole family to listen to some of these stories. And, of course, you offer, there's food for a minimal price.
Vermilionville restaurant does have food available for purchase, and more than likely will be gumbo given the fabulous weather. And of course the bar is open, so you can get sodas, water, and other adult beverages.
And in addition, the Center of Louisiana Studies is going to be changing the Backyard Series a bit after after December.
That's
and
right.
So if you've been putting off going to one of these presentations, you've been hearing about them and meaning to go, it's time to experience them because they're going to change their format. And
absolutely.
It won't be a monthly experience.
That's yeah. very true. Mm-hmm. Yep. This is these are the last three presentations that will be held monthly in the new year. We will be holding them quarterly, and it'll be more of a symposium type setup where it's like a day and a half. There will still be an evening component, very much in keeping with the current backyard series setup, so that people still can come out and have that night
informal experience,
right?
Discussion time.
Yeah. So we're working on that, and we've got some really great topics slated for next year. We're working on, of course, funding and sponsors and logistics and things like that. So we're not quite ready to announce the schedule or anything, but it's coming and it's going to be really awesome. And I think people are going to be really excited when they hear what we've put together.
Well, we'll look forward to it. And I know that everyone who's gotten to experience the Backyard Series programs have appreciated all the work that you all have done. You will, and you are in the process of archiving mm-hmm. all the videos of the backyard presentations. And you're
That's right.
you're up to a certain point.
We have almost all of them edited through the beginning of this year. Some of the first installments in the Backyard Series from the first and second years aren't edited video, but we do have audio available. Sometimes, you know, circumstances and equipment challenges didn't really lend itself to really great video worth editing, or you know, it's not something that that really translated well. So we do have the audio available, and those edited videos are also being aired through AOC's programming. So we'll have them all loaded up once everything's finally edited and stuff. But in the meantime, you can usually catch a Backyard Series here and there on AOC's programming.
Okay. And if you'd like to know more about the series and just keep in touch with what's happening at the Center for Louisiana Studies, there's the website, and as well, there's a Facebook page. And
absolutely. So you can... Yeah. We have we even have a Twitter account, CLS Presents. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we're on Facebook. We have the website. We love to have visitors. We encourage people to come in and check out the archives firsthand and visit with us and tell us what their interests are in their research pursuits. And, you know, that's been the best and funnest way for us to acquire new archival collections is through people coming in and visiting and the conversation leading to, well, you know, in my grandma's attic, I found blah, blah, blah.
So if you think there's something of interest culturally, mm-hmm. Head on over to the Center for Louisiana Studies.
Right, or if it's on some obsolete medium that you just don't know what to do with, a 16-millimeter mm-hmm. film, for example, not a lot of people have those projectors anymore, and they'd like to see what's on them. Well, we have that equipment available, and we can work out an arrangement with you if you're willing to donate the footage to the archive. We'll help you get it digitized. And
well, what a good thing to do, because we know how easily things are lost, whether it's just through time and decay or some kind of fire.
Right.
If you think you have any archival material written or on film or recorded, it's a good thing to maybe talk with the Center for Louisiana Studies. They have great equipment and great storage.
Yeah, we joke that our archive is, you know, it's a travel through our cultural history and knowledge, but it's also a nice little jaunt through technology.
Absolutely.
You've from the 1930s to the present. We have just about any format you can imagine for mm-hmm. audio and video.
Right. Well, and it's changing so fast. I'm sure people, you know, get nervous about documenting on any one particular form because it does change. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just when you think you found a stable medium that mm-hmm. has longevity, it changes.
That's right. But we can count on the Center for Louisiana Studies to have the means to translate that for us.
We're working on it. We're doing our best.
Well, if you are just tuning in, my guest is Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies. The Backyard Series continues tomorrow evening with a presentation on storytelling. storytelling. It's called Pascal Storytelling, Les Contes de Pascal. Mitch Reed and his brother,
Craig,
will be there, as will Barry Ancelet, mm-hmm. and they will be talking about the art of storytelling as well as telling stories, some from Mamou and some that Barry Ancelet will be offering. Yeah. So great evening. Doors open around 6. You can get That's a little right. bite to eat, and then the presentation at 6:30.
That's correct.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much. We appreciate your time in this series, and we look forward to hearing what new things the Center for Louisiana Studies is planning. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith.